Prologue. The night was cold and blustery, and the naval base in Virginia lay quiet. Those on watch bundled up in their coats and leather gloves, weapons close to their chests. Most of the personnel had just returned from their Christmas and New Year's leave to visit family. The rest were enjoying their last bit of downtime before the work week started again. Although the air seemed still and the night uneventful, a plot was afoot. Slipping through the dark shadows of the base, five soldiers dressed in black moved swiftly, their silenced weapons firmly in hand. They stepped lightly around corners, through the side entrances of buildings, and across the open expanses between, without anyone seeing them. It was obvious they were not only black ops, but familiar with military bases as well. As the team neared a well-lit, open-air room, they slowed. The man on point signaled with a raised fist. They carefully stepped out, one at a time, pulling their weapons up in front of them. A trio of guards on protection duty stood at ease, their backs to the quiet night, as they swapped holiday stories. The soldiers slowly stepped forward close enough to ensure their shot. Three silenced weapons fired, and the guards hit the ground with a dull thud. The soldiers immediately went to work, grabbing the fallen men by the legs and dragging them behind a stack of supply crates off to one side. To their right was a long corridor. The team lead nodded to the others and hurried to the end of the hallway, looking around. He counted to three with his fingers, and all of them took off down the hallway, running as fast as possible. At the end was a pair of solid steel doors protected by an electronic locking system. The lead man carried a tactical bag, and when they reached the door, he pulled out a tablet and plugged a key card into the lock device. The rest of the team surrounded him, turning their backs to watch for approaching soldiers. The guards' bodies might not be visible, but the blood was. It would only take a passing patrol one glance to realize something was going down. After he pressed a few buttons on the screen, the tablet began to run through possible combinations to open the lock. One by one, the correct numbers stopped on the screen. The man working on the lock glanced up and down the hallway, hoping to get done before they were discovered. He breathed heavily, tapping his foot.
Come on, come on.
The others kept their guns up as they scanned their surroundings. Finally, the last number popped up and the door clicked. The soldier pulled the key card out and shoved everything back in his bag before opening the door. The team moved in fast, squatting with their guns out and looking back and forth through the sights. Thin red lasers shot out from two of their weapons, moving over every corner of the room. There wasn't anyone else there, which wasn't surprising, since the harbor room was usually only guarded from the inside during working hours. They could hear water outside the cement walls and splashing over the top. The smell of salt water stung their noses, and the waves cast dancing shadows on the walls of the room, a large hangar that stretched out over the water. It was reminiscent of a harbor, but was completely enclosed to keep the secrets inside hidden. The team lead nodded and pointed toward a docking space to the left. They hurried across, looking for cameras, knowing they were there, but unsure where they were placed. After neutralizing them, they walked up to the submarine and looked back and forth at each other. It was the exact sub they'd been told to find, but it was slightly smaller than they had expected. Nonetheless, it was their ticket to following the map. The leader pulled his mask off and shoved it in his back pocket. Wilson inspected the vessel in front of them with keen eyes.
This is what we were looking for, an experimental Pearl submarine. It'll get us where we need to go. We don't have much time, though. It won't be long until someone catches us on video sneaking in here.
At that, the operative beside him removed her mask as well. Rhett glanced through the top of the small submarine. It's only got two seats. Wilson and Rhett exchanged glances, and with a wink of Wilson's eye, Rhett was given permission to do what she had been planning to do from the start. Raising her pistol, she fired before anyone had a chance to react. One, two, three. The rest of their team hit the ground, blood pooling around them. Rhett took a small step back as the blood trickled toward her and went over the edge of the platform into the water. Wilson didn't flinch as he knelt next to the sub. Rhett smirked, putting her gun in the holster on her hip.
Thank you for your service.
Wilson chuckled.
That was a mighty fine memorial speech you gave those young men. Too bad we don't have time for a 21-gun salute.
Rhett took a deep breath.
You know me. I give reverence